Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 18th year. This podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com. Our guest today is Domenico Pastia, who is Senior Vice President of Global Product for IGT. Domenico has been executive of IGT for 9 years, during which time he has been at the center of product management in all of IGT's product segments. Thanks for being on the podcast, Domenico.
Thank you, Frank.
Now, today we're talking about multi-level progressives, including the latest from IGT, Mystery of the Lamp. 2022 was a big year for IGT in the MLP category, with award-winning hits such as Prosperity Link and Money Mania. How have you carried that momentum into 2023?
I mean, this is one of the most important segments in the market, and for sure for IGT. Mm-hmm. We have some very exciting products coming. As always, we are leveraging our industry-leading test bank to ensure that only the best product hit the market. This is a true differentiating factor for IGT. And the launch of Prosperity Link last year marked for sure an inflection point for us. And we feel that Mystery of the Lamp will do the same, if not better. We leverage our global studios. We have studios on 3 continents with dedicated teams working on MLP. It's a multi-year effort that we started a few years ago, and we are starting to see results as we speak. And we also leverage the Legendary Game Summit, so where MLP is front and center in the discussion between the studio. Mm-hmm. So we are going to invest more, and we are continuing the effort that we started some time ago. And we are going to support as well our successes like Prosperity Link, Egyptian Link, and Mystery of the Lamp as we speak.
IGT has a wealth of product categories. Where are MLPs in terms of priority in your product roadmap?
I mean, it's one of the top priority. We have many segments and all my product lead naturally are extremely focused on their area, but MLP is one of the most important. That said, the investment is growing over time, both in terms of time spent on the segment and efforts dedicated to that. This is a long-term strategy for us. It's a long-term move in the sense that we expect this type of product to continue to appeal the players. We didn't see any slowdown in the last few years. Actually, we saw an increase, and that is also coming from the feedbacks that we received from our customer that told us that we need to continue to invest in this area. And we feel that we have a good room for improvement and expansion and growth in this specific area, both in the recurring and in the for sale space.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've recently launched Mystery of the Lamp, and it's projected to be a high-performing title. Can you tell us about the game and why you feel it's going to be successful?
Yeah, I mean, this is a game that we explored in a game summit that then has been developed by one of our studio in North America and somehow merged some of the features that we are seeing having success in the market. There is an element of persistence. The bonus is extremely coherent to the player preferences in terms of holding respin and frequency. And what I think makes this game stands out is the depth of the game, Frank, in the sense that it has a really good number of combinations, given the fact that you have 3 pots and 2 base games, and each game has its own distinctive element. But then the pots can be triggered as 1, 2, and 3, and can be mixed and can happen in the bonus, which offers, in a way, such a wide range of possibility for the player to enjoy the game that somehow they get attached. We tested the game. The game did extremely well in Test Bank. And I mean, I would like to take the opportunity to thank all our Test Bank partners because they are mm-hmm. really, really part of our success. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we are seeing the early performance of the game to be coherent, if not better than Test Bank, which is what you want, to be honest, Frank.
Great.
And we hope this to continue. We are rapidly rolling out the game. And so we feel that we will have also good critical mass by G2E.
Wonderful. Now, of course, we all know game content is only half the formula as far as casino slots go. What's the hardware strategy for Mystery of the Lamp?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the question. It's something we are really proud of and we discussed in the past. We change our hardware approach, and this game also is a testament of this new model that we are implementing. This game is releasing on the new P-Curve, that is an upright portrait cabinet with a 49-inch display, 4K display. This cabinet, this is the first game on this cabinet. It is a unique piece of hardware that combines one of multiple improvements versus the previous generation, I would say also versus any other product in the market. There is a lower play field designed for ergonomics for the player that we tested extensively with our player without taking the decision of going this direction. We have a low back that improved the visibility on the floor and the line of sight across the machines. And also we have a first-to-market merchandising package with the new technology that is the transparent LED, that is the first time that has been implemented this way, that somehow offer us new opportunities of marketing the game in our partner's floor, in the sense that both from a merchandising content and a merchandising presence, I'm sure you will not miss Mystery of the Lamp, because it's a product that is extremely visible, extremely bright, with a slightly different color palette than any other product from IGT and from anybody in the industry. And I'm sure that the player and the player response up to now has been excellent, to the point that in the few locations I've been able to visit with Mystery of the Lamp, I couldn't see it because I couldn't find the seat, which is the best.
That's great. That's what you always want. Now, as we approach G2E, what can we expect from IGT as far as multi-level progressives? Is it going to be a big focus this year?
Really big. I mean, it's along the same lines of last year, but I would say with some innovations. I can sneak peek some to you and to your podcast listeners. I think that we will continue to support our successes. And I'll mention three. I'll mention Prosperity Link. The last year has been probably the best release in the industry with new base titles. And we are seeing already good traction with the new base titles that we released last quarter. Then we will support Mystery of the Lamp. So we are prepared to have somehow depth on this brand. And we will be supporting Egyptian Link. That, mm-hmm. as you can see, another link that we released in the last 12 months that is seeing great results and is in all the rankings, and all the feedbacks we receive from customers is positive. So invest on what we know is doing well. Mm-hmm. The second item we will be focusing on is expand on our legacy brand. Think that IGT historically has an incredible depth of strong brands, and we have the opportunity to leverage them more. And you will see at G2E more of our brands appearing, and many of them will be in MLPs, not all in MLPs, but many of them will be in MLPs and will be visible to our customer and our players. The third one, it's innovate. At the end, both Mystery of the Lamp, Prosperity Link, Egyptian Link, have been bringing something new to the market. And we want to continue this way. We rely and we are extremely confident on our studios globally, in North America, in Europe, in Asia, in Australia. And we are going to bring new exciting mechanics that we have been brainstorming in the last 12 months. And I'm sure that we will get a good response. Naturally, Test Bank will tell us if they are success or not, and we will release based on the input that we are receiving from our partners.
Okay, well, can we expect Mystery of the Lamp to become one of these long-running brands?
We are confident, Frank. I mean, I think we released we have test bank results that are extremely positive and also prove the longevity of the title. I can share in the podcast that actually we are seeing overtime improvement in performance, which means player loyalty and trust the brand in the location where we have been testing it. That's great news. The initial release has been positive, so we are confident it could become a flagship for us.
Okay. Domenico Pastia, thank you for being on the podcast today. We appreciate it, and we will see you at G2E.
Fantastic. Thank you, Frank, and thanks, everybody. Looking forward to meet at G2E. Thanks.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at pavilionpayments.com. To learn more about the topic we just discussed, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.